兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
那我们进到这个启示录的第四个教会撒迪教会。
We now enter and to discuss the fourth church in Revelations.
那撒迪教会被主称为一个死的教会。
The church of Sardis is called the dead church by the Lord.
那也是在七个教会里面应该是第五个教会。
It's the fifth church among the seven churches.
它的位置在七个教会的地理的最中间的地方。
The location, the geographical location of this church is right in the middle, the center of all the churches.
那它这个教会的位置也是坐落在一个大概海拔1500尺的一个山上。
It is on a mountain about 1500 feet above the sea level.
是一个军事的要地。
It is an important military location.
那是一个易守难攻的一个城。
It's a city that is easy to defend but hard to attack.
但是在撒迪的这个历史的里面。
But in the history of Sardis,
那他们呢有两次被敌人攻取。
They have fallen to the enemies twice.
那其中主要的原因就是他们觉得这个城池十分的坚固。
The main reason that their cities had fallen is because they thought that their city is a fortress.
根本就不太可能被敌人攻取。
That it's next to impossible to be taken by the enemies.
所以把守的人并没有很认真的去把守。
So therefore, the defenders did not take their job seriously.
那就是因为这样的原因，两次被敌人攻取。
And because of that, twice in history did the city fall to the enemies.
当罗马帝国这是占领整个亚细亚一带的时候。
When the entire Roman Empire took over Asia Minor.
那个撒迪它不光是罗马的一个军事的要城。
Sardis was not only an important military location.
而且它是罗马用那个地方来建造他们的货币金币。
The Roman Empire used this location to mint its gold coins.
所以那个地方应该是十分的，不管是经济也好，还是军事也好，都是一个很重要的一个地方。
So therefore, whether it is military or for the economy, it is a very important city.
那在我发给弟兄一些短信的里面，说到我们要把哥罗西书也读一下。
In some of the texts that I sent to our brothers, I said we will also read Colossians.
所以等下可能大家要，如果你没有圣经的话，或者是用手机圣经也好，可能希望大家能够翻一下圣经，那一起读，会有很多的在哥罗西书里面的经文。
And whether you have your Bible or if you have your Bible on your phone, we will be reading a lot of verses from the book of Colossians.
那请那个帮我打一下 PowerPoint 好吗？
Let us open up our PowerPoint.
Okay. 那我先把这个主对撒迪教会的这个很短的一封信给大家一起读一下。
I will read to you this very short letter that the Lord wrote to the Church of Sardis.
记载在启示录第三章一到六节。
It's recorded in a scripture, Revelation chapter 3, verse 1 through 6.
你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神七灵和七星的说，我知道你的行为，按你名是活的，其实是死的。
To the angel of the church in Sardis wrote, He who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this, I know your deeds, that you have a name, that you are alive, but yet you are dead.
你要警醒，坚固剩下，将要衰微的，因我见你的行为，在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
Be constantly alert and strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die, for I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God.
所以要回想你是怎样领受，怎样听见，要遵守，并要悔改。若不警醒，我必临到你那里，如同贼一样。我几时临到，你也绝不能知道。
So remember what you have received and heard, and keep it and repent. Then if you are not alert, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come to you.
然而在撒迪，你还有几名未曾污秽自己衣服的， 他们要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得过的。
But you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。
The one who overcomes will be clothed the same way, in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
The one who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
好，请打了 PowerPoint 的第二页。
Let's turn to the second slide.
在新泽西州有一个小镇，那里边有一个小餐馆叫 Old Glory。
In New Jersey, there's a small town, and in the small town, there's a restaurant named Old Glory.
如果你知道什么叫 Old Glory 的话 ，Old Glory 实际在讲它的是从前美国的国旗的名字叫 Old Glory。
Old Glory is the name of the old American flag.
当时美国只有13个州，所以那个国旗上就有13个星。
At that time, the U.S. only had 13 states, so then on the flag there are only 13 stars.
这个餐馆的地址是建在一个废弃的教堂上。
The address of this restaurant is on a deserted church.
如果按照这个建筑的风格，应该是寻道会的一个旧的建筑。
Look at the architectural style of the building. It is likely a Methodist church.
在从前，在美国，现在有不少的教堂已经没有在使用了，就变成了办公室，变成了这个政府的建筑，或者是像这样变成了餐馆。
There are many deserted churches through the U.S., and some of them have turned into offices, some of them are official buildings, and many, like this one, are restaurants now.
我们去年年底去德国去捷克。
At the end of last year, we went to Germany and Czech Republic.
在那里最有名的景点就是宫殿和教堂。
The most popular tourist sites there are castles and churches.
那宫殿当然现在是没有君主制，所以宫殿都变成了博物馆。
There are no more imperialism now, so all the castles are now museums.
但是如果你看现在的教堂，大部分的使用的目的，主要的目的是为了参观，为了游客。
And if you look at the churches, then its main purpose is for tourism.
并不是为了敬拜神。
It is no longer to worship God.
不管是我们对这个天主教的教义是这个同意或者不同意。
Regardless of whether we agree with the Catholic teaching.
但是实在它有它辉煌的日子。
It did have its glorious days.
无论是我刚刚讲那个寻道会、长老会、浸信会等等，改革中许多的教会。
Whether it's the Methodist Church or the Lutheran Church or the Reformist Church,
都有它那个不同的建筑，也有它这个辉煌的时间。
They each have their own buildings, and they each had their own glorious days.
在那时候，欧洲属灵的光景比较好的时候，在星期天的早晨，基本上教会是满的，商店、酒吧等等地方都是空的。
In the heydays of the European Christian days, the churches on a Sunday morning are all full, and the bars and the restaurants and the stores are empty.
但是就像这个美国这个国旗的名字一样，那是 Old Glory， 那是从前旧的荣耀。
But just like the name of the old American flag, it's the old glory.
在罗马书里面第八章第十一节，请翻到下一页。
In Romans chapter 8, verse 11.
Yeah. 然而叫基督从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
在从前这个约翰写给七个亚细亚的教会的时候，那个教会的光景已经离开，脱离了他们最辉煌的日子。
When John was writing these letters to the seven churches, the church has already deviated from its most glorious days.
他们有他们不同的问题。
Each church has its own problem.
而撒迪在所有的教会里面是问题最严重的。
And the church of Sardis is the one with the most serious problem among all churches.
那主的话也说得最严最重的。
And it is the one that the Lord has given his heaviest criticism.
但是一开始的时候，神借着圣经就把我们这是眼睛放在主他自己的身上。
But from the beginning, the Lord has put our eyes, has set the sight on Lord Jesus himself.
所以主他自己是那神，那是有神七灵和七星的对我们说话。
Because it says that it is the seven spirit and seven stars that is who is speaking to us.
罗马书这说这个灵是叫基督从死里复活的灵。
And Romans says that this is the spirit that raised Jesus from dead.
这个灵也住在我们心的里面。
And this spirit also dwells in us.
让我们这群死的人也从死里复活。
So that those of us who are also raised from the dead.
让我们今天活着不再靠自必死的肉体活，而是靠心里面这位让主死从死里复活的灵而活。
So that we no longer live by our mortal bodies, but by his spirit who dwells in us.
这灵就是基督在我们里面的生命。
And this spirit is the life of Jesus in us.
是神大能的大能的能力。
That is, it is the great power of God.
神这里说有，圣经说这有七灵，那就是完全的灵，完全的能力，完全的生命。
And here the Lord says it's the seven spirit, so it is the complete power, it is the complete life.
这里说讲到的七星，这里星当然是讲到这个恒星。
The seven stars here are the stars in the sky.
那他们是发光体。
They illuminate light.
有强大的吸引力。
They have this great attraction.
是这个各个星系的当中是最美丽的，是最奇妙的，也是最中心的。
And in the galaxy, they are the most beautiful. They're the wondrous. They're the wonders, and they're also in the center.
那星星也是美丽的，也是奥秘的。
The stars are beautiful and mysterious.
基督将神的光辉就这样彰显出来。
And Jesus reveals the light of God in this way.
他有聚集万有的能力。
It has the ability to attract all things.
基督是美丽的，基督是可畏的，基督是奇妙的。
Christ is beautiful. Christ is fearful. Christ is wondrous.
更是神在万古以前的那个奥秘。
He is also the mystery before the beginning of time.
基督与教会合而为一，彼此成为产业。
Christ and the church are molded into one to become the inheritance of God.
也是这样的被彰显出来。
And he is revealed this way.
在哥罗西书第一章二十七节，神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们里面成了有荣耀的盼望。
In Colossians 1, chapter 1, verse 27, to whom God will to make known what the wealth of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles is, the mystery that is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
神的七灵七星就是基督他自己的超越，他的创造，他的丰富，他的和谐，他的圣洁，他的美丽。
And the Spirit of God is his first, his transcendence, his creation, richness, harmony, holiness, and his authority.
更是他是一切的主宰。
And he is in charge of all things.
这样的神，这样的救主，好不好？
A savior, a God like this, is it good?
当然好。
Of course it is.
那教会，撒迪教会为什么失败到如此的光景？
Then how can the Sardis church fail to such a point?
这个掌管生命的主与一个死的教会成为一个鲜明的对比。
It is such a stark contrast to have a Lord who controls life and a dead church.
如果大家想象一下，死的教会是一个什么样的教会？
Let us imagine, what is a dead church like?
是不是一个死气沉沉的教会？
A lifeless church.
是不是一个松松散散的教会？
A loose church.
还是外面有许多的活动，许多的节目，许多的社会的福利工作，但是没有生命的教会？
Or is it a church that has a lot of activities, that has a lot of community services?But a church, but that is a dead church.
许多的圣经的学者认为，撒迪教会是教会历史中的一段的时间。
Many biblical scholars believe that the Sardis church is a phase in the church in the history of church.
还有许多的教这个学者对撒迪教会有各种不同的解释。
And there are many other biblical scholars who have other interpretations.
但是很少我们听到说撒迪教会。就是我们的教会。
But very rarely do we hear people say that the Sardis church is our church.
或者撒迪教会是现在的某一个教会。
Or that the Sardis church is a specific church today.
但是我想没有人敢这么说。
No one dares to say that.
说到主说撒迪教会你是一个死的教会，只有主有这样的眼光，他能够看透他们的心，也有这样的权柄、权力这样说。
Only God can have the insight and the authority to say that this is a dead church.
今天这个对撒迪教会的警醒也是对我们的提醒。
And today, the warning to the Sardis church is also a warning to us.
它的目的是来提醒他们，也是为了鼓励我们。
The objective is to warn them and to encourage us.
让我们能够警醒，让我们能够防备。
So that we can be on alert, so that we can be cautious.
让我们看见主他是那七灵七星的神。
So that we can see that our God is the Lord of the seven spirits and seven stars.
生命在他手里面。
Life is in his hands.
不是死亡在他的手的里面。
It's not death that's in his hand.
生命要吞噬一切的死亡。
That life will devour all death.
但是主很严肃地对撒迪教会一开始就说，我知道你的行为，按照名你是活的，但是按照实际你却是死的。
But the Lord very seriously said to the Sardis church, I know your deeds, that you have a name that you are alive, but yet you are dead.
请翻到下一页。
Let's go to the next slide.
什么是行为？
What are deeds?
行为在原文的翻译里面可以有，基本上有三个解释。
Deeds has three meanings in the original text.
一个就是工作。
The first is work.
第二个，工作带来的果效。
The second one are the results of the work.
或者工作的结果会变成怎么样子。
Or what is the end of the work? What is the fruit of the work?
第三个就是行为，举止。
The third one is behavior, actions.
撒迪教会有主的名号，有基督徒的身份和名称。
The Sardis church has the name of the Lord, has the name of the Christians.
但是这些都是外面的称呼。
But these are all titles on the outside.
它这个教堂建在一个高山上面。
It has a church on a mountain.
大家都可以看得见。
Everyone can see it.
就像在马太福音说我们这个城要建到山上。
Just like in the book of Matthew, it says that the city that is on a hill,
它那城的确建在山上，教堂也建在山上。
That city was indeed built on a mountain, on a hill, and the church was also indeed on a hill.
在外面好像都符合圣经的要求。
On the outside, it fulfills all the requirements of a church.
但是主检查他行为的时候，
But when the Lord examines their deeds,
发现他们的聚会里面，他们个人里面没有生命。
The Lord finds that inside the individuals, inside the gathering, there is no life.
死的行为就是不出于主的行为。
The deeds of death are the deeds that do not come from the Lord.
而是出于自己肉体，出于罪的行为。
It comes from the flesh, it comes from the sin.
在属灵的事上没有生命，没有果效的工作。
Spiritually, these are the work without fruit that do not bear fruit.
在神的眼中没有价值的工作。
These are work without value before God.
把弟兄姊妹不是带进到生命的里面。
It does not bring brothers and sisters into life.
而是带到进到一个死路里面的工作。
But it brings brothers and sisters into a dead end.
按照肉体和天然去行事。
To act according to flesh.
不按照圣灵在我们里面的管理来带领。
but not according to the guidance of the Lord.
是不属于神的那个形态，而属于世界的样子。
It does not belong to God, but belongs to the world.
这就是死的工作。
That is, these are the deeds of death.
那什么又是后面所说的？这个因我见你的行为在我的神面前没有一样是完全的呢？什么是不完全的行为、不完全的工作呢？
So what does it mean to have incomplete work, to not be completed in the sight of my God?
我不晓得你没有看到很多的教会，有许多事情这个起义就属世界的，就不属于主的。
I don't know if you have seen things that does not originate from the Lord. It originates from the world.
但是呢，还是放在教会的节目的里面。
But it is put inside the activities of the church.
那些弟兄姊妹尽量用属灵的方式解处理这个本来就教会里不能允许的事情，还在教会里用属灵的方式解决这些不该属教会的事情在教会里面发生。
But brothers and sisters use spiritual methods, use spiritual approaches to resolve things that are of the world that does not belong in the church to begin with.
但是也有这种现象还不是很多。
But these phenomena are not do not happen often.
更多的时候是这个开头是属灵的，是属主的。
But what happens more often is that you have a spiritual beginning, that the beginning belongs to the Lord.
但是解决的方法是用世上的方法。
But we used a worldly method to treat it, to handle it.
也有许多肉体的掺杂。
And mixed with a lot of flesh.
这样的现象还是容易鉴察，还是容易解决。
And these methods are also easy to resolve.
但是更多的时候，这个是属灵的开始。也是用属神的方法去解决。
But more often, it begins spiritually, and uses a spiritual method to resolve it.
但是，就因为艰难或者撒旦的搅扰，对我们这个对神的话的认识不清楚，
But,
肉体里面的难处，让神的工作没法进行。
But because of difficulties.Of the interference of Satan, because of our lack of knowledge about God, the work cannot be sustained.
让我们许多的事工没法结出果子来。
So that a lot of the work cannot bear fruits.
让这个服侍的人也不能够坚持下去。
And those who serve also cannot sustain.
还有另外的原因，可能缺乏属灵的洞察力。
And the other reason is the lack of spiritual insights.
一些缺乏辨别力，让一些似是为而非的那个教导，好像是很属灵的，但是呢，却是死的，在教会里面。
And sometimes we lack the spiritual discernment that there are doctrines that seems to be false, that is confusing, that we let those in.
离开了那个生命的源头。也离开了教会对这个聚会这个起初的呼召。
And we deviate from the origin of life. We deviate from the original calling of God.
更多的就是我们这群信主的人出了问题。
And more often, it is because those of us who believe in God, we encounter problems.
我们里的爱慢慢的冷淡了。
We are the problem. Our love becomes faded.
慢慢的更加的骄傲，慢慢的结党，慢慢有纷争，慢慢的不能解怨。
And often gradually we have disputes. We set up factions. We cannot forgive.
彼此的伤害。
We harm each other.
让主的见证在这里失去了。
And in the process loses the testimony of God.
这一切就是让神的工作。让我们的行为在神的眼中没有一件是完全的。
And this way, our deeds, the actions that we take, none of it are complete before God.
因此就拦阻了神在撒迪教会的工作。
And it obstructs God's work for the Church of Sardis.
一切这种不完全的现象就表现在他各个的聚会的里面。
And all of these incomplete deeds are shown in the church.
在外面有他的事工，有他的工作。
On the outside, there's work.
有这样服侍的形式，但是那些形式是僵硬的。
There are the formalities of services, but these formalities are rigid.
不能够把个人完完全全的带到基督的面前。
It is we are unable to present every person complete before Christ.
他们服侍的人也不能像保罗一样为此的劳苦，让他这是神的用神的大能大力，在他的身上。
And unlike Paul, we also cannot use the great power of God before these people.
让在他的侍奉上都能够尽心竭力。
It prevents him from being able to serve with all of his heart and all of his mind.
我想我们在许多我们的工作的里面，或者家里面，或者在我们的孩子当中，发现有些东西做事做一半，还不如不做。
Many times at home or with our kids, we find that certain things, rather than doing it halfway, it is better to just not do it at all.
不要说别人，想想我们自己有多少事情我们只做了一半。
If we think about it, how many things do we only do halfway?
我想求主帮助我们。
I pray that the Lord will help us.
让我们的聚会可以看见神的家。不是在一个有个聚会有个房子看但是看不到神的家。
I hope that our meeting can show us the house of God, not just the building, but the house of God.
让我们在一个讲台可以听到神的话，不是只是一个讲道而已，但是听不到神的话。
So that at the podium we can hear the words of God. It is not just a sermon, but to hear the words of God.
让我们敬拜的时候有主的灵的带领，不是只是有饼和杯这个表记，但是没有神的灵来带领我们。
I hope that in our worship there is the Spirit of God, that it is led by the Spirit of God.
不是让我们只是祷告了而已，都参加各个祷告的聚会，但是却摸不着生命的路。
It is not just to pray, but that we cannot touch the path of life.
那他们跌倒的原因是什么呢？
So what is the reason that they had fallen?
仇敌工作是不断的在侵蚀在教会的里面。
The work of Satan continuously disrupts God's work.
他就一点一点的，就像贼一样挖窟窿来偷。
He's like a thief that little by little he is digging and stealing.
开始是一个小洞，慢慢那个洞变大了，整个墙都要倒塌下来。
And at the beginning, it's just a little hole in a wall, but then gradually it's so big that the wall falls.
当保罗和其他的圣徒在亚细亚把亚细亚教会一个一个建造起来的时候
，When Paul and other apostles, other saints were setting up churches one after the other in Asia Minor，
我们看到神的工作是何等的奇妙，何等的伟大。
We see the great work of God。
到后来，甚至把极高的启示给以弗所教会和哥罗西教会。
And then to a point that he gave the highest revelation to the church of Ephesus and Colossians.
这两卷书也传递给亚细亚的各个的教会。
And these two books were sent to all the churches throughout Asia Minor.
那保罗特别在哥罗西书里面要说你自己要读之后要给老底家的教会去读。
And Paul specifically in the letter to Colossians said that after you read it, also send it to the church of at Laodicea.
也要从老底家拿老底家收到的书信，你们来读。
And then to those who are in Laodicea to read the letter after you receive it.
我想哥罗西书不光是在哥罗西老底家的教会读，这七个教会都读过。
I believe that the letter to Colossians were not only read in Colossians and Laodicea, but also in the other churches.
这个说今天被主称为死的教会、撒旦教会，他们也读过。
And this church that the Lord has called the dead church has also read it.
只是读过之后，他们并没有警醒。
But after they read it, they were not alert.
在哥罗西书里面，不光是有很多很高的启示。
In Colossians, there were not only many great revelations,
很多的荣耀和盼望,
many glories and hope,
有许多许多对教会的警醒,
there are many, many warnings to churches.
因为在那个一开始的时候, 保罗就知道魔鬼撒旦在破坏教会。
Because from the beginning, Paul knew that Satan was destroying churches.
所以我想今天我们就借着哥罗西书的一些的经文来看看当时神借着保罗对哥罗西教会的提醒，我想也是当时对撒底教会的提醒。
So today I want to read verses from Colossians. These are the warnings to the church of Colossians, but it's also a warning for us.
也是今天我们在这里对我们的提醒。
It is also a warning for us here.
第一个，就像这里所说的，我们要圣经上说，你要警醒、坚固，将下对不起啊，我都看不太清楚啊，帮我读一下好吗？警醒、坚固，剩下将要衰微的。
So at the beginning, it says that the Lord provides caution and persistence.
Sorry, this part.
Be constantly alert and strengthen the things that remain.
那我们如何来警醒与坚固呢？
How do we be alert and strengthen?
这有三个部分。第一个，我们要防御仇敌的攻击。
There are three parts. First, we have to guard against the enemy's attack.
第二个，我们要注意我们自己生命里面的光景，和对主心意和带领，我们是不是的有顺服的心。
And secondly, we have to pay attention to the state of our inner life to obey the guidance from the Lord's will.
第三个，我们要注意自己属灵的习惯和时间的使用。
And the third one is that we need to pay attention and note how we use the time of spiritual habits.
在防御敌人的攻击上，在哥罗西书第二章第八节，他说：“你要谨慎，恐怕有人用理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照着人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去了。”
And to guard against the enemy's attack, Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, see to it that there is no one who takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, in accordance with human tradition, in accordance with the elementary principles of the world, rather than in accordance with Christ.
这里讲到世上的小学就是那些很有哲理的，好像很聪明的东西会吸引我们的心。
That here, the philosophies, and there are things that of this world that seems to make a lot of sense that would attract our hearts.
但是对主来说，那是不属于基督的。
But for the Lord, these things do not belong to Christ.
对于他们的警醒，你们的 mind, 你们的 intelligent, 要小心，你们那追求智慧的心。
You have to be careful of your mind. You have to be careful of your heart that chases intelligence.
第二个，在二章的十八节、二十节、二十一节，不可以让人因着故意谦虚和敬拜天使夺去你们的奖赏。这等人拘泥在所见过的，随着自己的欲心无故自高自大。若是与基督同死，脱离世上的小学，为什么？仍向着世俗活着，服那不可拿、不可尝、不可摸各等的规条呢？
Take care that no one keeps defrauding you of your prize by delighting in humility and the worship of the angels, taking his stand on visions he has seen, inflated without cause by his fleshly mind. If you have died with Christ to the elementary principles of the world, why, as if you were living in the world, do you submit yourself to decrees?Such as, do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. Colossians 2, verse 18, 20, and 21.
这里已经不再是一个这个圣经与世上的知识的之间的比较。
Here, it is no longer just a comparison between the Bible and the knowledge of the world.
这里已经渗透在教会的里面。
Here, it has already penetrated the church.
什么是真正属灵的东西？
What are the things that are truly spiritual?
昨天星期五的时候我们一起查经。
Friday, we had a Bible study together.
讲到祷告。
We talked about prayer.
讲到我们小孩子看我们大人的祷告，就觉得他们不敢祷告，因为他们没法说那些很高深的词语。
That we talk about how when our kids look at us when we pray, they don't dare to pray because they don't know how to use these big words.
我想也求主来鉴察我们自己的祷告和我们的用词。
I hope that we can examine our own prayers and the words that we use in prayers.
我想我们中文还不是那么明显。
I think in Chinese it's not so obvious.
那很多我们在一些比较属灵的聚会里面，那些弟兄姊妹就常常用那个 King James 钦定版的那个祷告词来祷告。
And in some gatherings, our brothers and sisters would use words from the King James version.
很多 thee, thou, thy, ye 这些在他们祷告词里面。
And the older English, the thee, the thy, and these words would come into our prayers.
当然这些词并不是很重要，我们不需要注意这些东西。
We, of course, don't need to pay attention. These are just words.
但是我们在学习祷告的里面，我想什么是真正敬虔，什么是真正属主的，不在乎那些词的里面。
But as we pray, as we think about in our prayer, what is truly godly?
有的时候我们祷告出来的声音可能跟平时说话都不一样。
Perhaps sometimes when we pray, our voices are different than when we regularly speak. It sounds more godly.
那我们唱诗也是一样。
And when we sing hymns, it's the same thing.
有的时候我们大概是有时候我们感觉主啊，我们闭着眼睛唱。
And sometimes because we want to feel the Lord, we close our eyes.
但是并不是我们闭着眼睛就更属灵。
But it is not that when we close our eyes, we're more godly.
那只是外面的东西。
These are signs on the outside.
啊，特别是有人唱歌还是摇着头唱。
And some people, when they sing, they would shake their heads.
也不是摇着头就能够更经历主。
It is not that when you are shaking your heads that you can experience the Lord more.
比如，我深信在那哥哥他山顶。你是深信还是不深信？你深信你干嘛摇头啊，是吧？
So if you are just waving your body and waving your head, do you deeply believe in what you are singing?
还有，当转眼仰望耶稣，转眼就要睁开眼睛，不要闭着眼睛唱，是不是？
When we're saying that we set our sight on Jesus, should we open our eyes or close our eyes?
这还不是最重要的。
These are not the most important.
周二的祷告会里面，主实在借着一位姊妹向我说话。
At our Tuesday night prayer meetings, the Lord really spoke to me through a sister.
这位姊妹就是为今天的讲台祷告。
This sister prayed for today's sermon.
大概主的灵特别的感动她，说求你帮助这个讲座讲台的弟兄，就是我，除去他里面的骄傲。
She said that.I pray for the brother who will be preaching today, and that is me, to take away the pride in him.
那句话实在摸着我的心。
This prayer really touched my heart.
因为我很 struggle 讲这段圣经。
Because I really struggle to preach today's sermon.
特别是讲到哥罗西西书这一段。
Especially come to the verses in Colossians.
主很清楚地跟我说，让这些圣经对弟兄怎么去说。
The Lord clearly said to me to use these verses to speak to brothers and sisters.
你不需要讲太多。
You don't need to say a lot.
但是我里面有我的自高自大。
But inside of me there is pride.
就像这里面所讲的，是无故的自高自大。
It is a senseless pride.
没有理由，你为什么骄傲？
There is no good reason. What are we proud of?
我在这里能够给大家分享，就是我是一个乞丐。
I am like a beggar sharing here with you.
我现在主那里乞讨，我得到了主给我的一些的启示，给我的一些的赏赐。
What I have begged from the Lord, some revelation and words from Him.
没有什么可以显示，没有什么可以显摆的，因为都是从主来的。
There is nothing to show off because it is all from the Lord.
我多准备了一点，所以跟大家可以分一点。
I have prepared a little bit more so that I can share a little bit more with you.
但是那些美物不是从我来的，那是从主来的。
But these great things, these good things are not from me, but it's from the Lord.
我也不需要跟弟兄说我很会求，我很会祈祷，我很会祈祷，我很会祈祷。
I do not need to explain to brothers and sisters that I am good at begging.
我乞讨的就够你们吃了。
What I have begged is sufficient for you.
你看，每个人都来到主面前。
Everyone should come before God.
因为美物在他的手里面。
Because the good things are in his hands.
我们也不要因为我们世上那些主没有要求的那些敬虔，说不可说这，不可说那，就显得更加的敬虔。
And let us not be godly by the things of the world.
那些无故的对弟兄姊妹的捆绑和要求。
And those senseless things that bound brothers and sisters.
可能是你在主面前寻求的自律，但是并不是属灵的要求。
It may be the self-discipline that you have sought before the Lord, but it is not a requirement from God.
没有什么可以骄傲的。
There is nothing to be proud of.
如果有一天,
if there is a day,
我们自己各位负责的弟兄可能在讲台上服事比较多,
that those who are preaching at the podium,
可能我们祷告的时间也比较多一点,
perhaps we pray a little bit more.
但是我们如果有任何一个人说骄傲到一个地步说我寻找的这是神的旨意,
but if any of us is so proud as to see, to say that what I sought is the will of God,
我们当然是愿意寻求主的旨意带领我们,
of course we all want to seek the Lord's will to guide us.
但是有一天你看到我在跟大家分享说我做的都是从主里面寻求的,
but if one day I come before you and I say what I do are all the things that I saw before the Lord,
我做的没有一件事情不是在主面前寻求的,
that there is nothing that I do that, is, that does not come from God,
请你为我好好祷告,
please pray for me.
你要听到这些话的时候英文是讲用 take it with a grain of salt,
in English it's called take those words with a grain of salt.
你要仔细想一想,
you have to carefully think.
但是有我有可能是对的啊,
I may be mistaken.
但是如果有一群弟兄姊妹特别是我们在服事中会帮助一些弟兄姊妹们,
but sometimes our service can help some brothers and sisters.
那群弟兄姊妹都说云奎他所做的都是从主来的,
but if those brothers and sisters say what comes from Brother Paul all come from God,
如果还允许这件事情发生,
if I allow this to happen,
你要为我更多的祷告,
then you have to pray for me even more.
那我所讲的东西你不光要 take it with a grain of salt,
then you not only have to take my words with a grain of salt,
你要 take it with a bucket of salt,
you have to take it with a bucket of salt.
Don't listen to me,
then don't listen to me.
好好的去读圣经,
to read the scripture carefully,
我们要小心,
we have to be cautious.
我们接着读, 我们住在生命里的光景, 对主的心思带领要顺服,
to pay attention to the state of our inner life, to obey the guidance of the Lord's will.
在哥罗西书三章第五节,
in Colossians chapter 3 verse 5,
所以你们要致死在地上的肢体，如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲、贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
Therefore, treat the parts of your earthly body as dead to sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which amounts to idolatry.
上次张恒弟兄也分享，那明显的罪我们要对付。
Our brother Harry also shared with us last time, those obvious sins we need to deal with.
求主给我们力量，我们快快的脱离。
That may the Lord give us the strength so that we can quickly leave them.
但是这里面保罗特别提醒贪婪这件事情。
But here Paul also talks about evil desire.
不要贪心。
The greed, do not be greedy.
吃东西不要贪心。
Do not be greedy when you're eating.
工作不要太贪心。
Do not be greedy when you're working.
玩乐不要太贪心。
Do not be greedy in busyness.
看电视不要太贪心。
Don't be greedy when you're watching television.
对别人的那些的成就不要贪心。
Do not be greedy after other people's accomplishments.
这很实际的东西。It's very real.
These are very worldly things.
Yeah, 穿上新人在三章第十节，穿上新人，这新人在知识和见识，知识，上渐渐更新，正如造主的形象。
And have put on the new self, which is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created it.
对不起啊，我那个时间对不对？不对啊，几点钟？11:48，差一点是吧？啊、没有差很多，对不起。OK， 好。第三个就是要注意我们属灵的习惯和时间的使用。
And the third one is to pay attention and note how we use the time for spiritual habits.
在四章二节说你们要恒切祷告，应在此警醒感恩。
In chapter 4 verse 2 it says, devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving.
第四章第五节说你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往。
Chapter 4 verse 5 says, conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders, making the most of the opportunity.
那等一下我会在四章五节多花一点时间。
We're going to spend a bit more time on chapter 4 verse 5.
第二个主就对这个撒迪教会所提醒你们要回想是你们如何领受的怎样听见的。
And then the Lord says, you have to remember for the church of Sardis, what did you receive and how did you hear?
在哥罗西书一章二十三节那里讲到说，你们在所信的道上要恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被引去失去福音的盼望。
And Colossians chapter 1 verse 23, if indeed you continue in the faith firmly established and steadfast and not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you have heard.
二章二节，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足的在悟性中充有充足的信心，使他们真知道神的奥秘就是基督。
Chapter 2, verse 2, that their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love, that they would attain to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is Christ Himself.
二章七节，你们既然接受了主耶稣基督，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领受的教训，感谢的心也更增长。
And chapter 2, verse 7, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude.
撒迪教会跟我们教会跟我们现在一样，我们所听见的所领受的是什么呢？
The Sardis church is the same as us. What have they received and what have they heard?
神的恩典是从信心来入门的。
That God's grace enters through faith.
当信心里面我们听见主的话，我们在主的话，信心就带进了恒心。
And in faith, it leads to persistence.
不能只是说我相信了而已，要持续的相信，持续的持守。
It is not just to believe, but it is to steadfastly hold on to.
信心更带入爱，带进了爱心。
And faith also leads to love.
我们这一切是用爱彼此的联络。
It is we are connected by love.
更重要的，信心带进了感谢的心。
And the faith also brings us to gratitude.
我们可以为今天我们一切的遭遇、一切的情况，更为我们的弟兄姊妹来感谢我们的神。
And that for all circumstances that we're in, for all of our brothers and sisters, that we can thank the Lord.
在这一切事上，我们遵行；在这一切上，我们生根建造。
And in all of these things, that we are able to obey, to be rooted, and to grow.
最后，神对撒迪教这个耶稣对撒迪教会说：“你要遵守，并要悔改。”
And in the end, the Lord says to churches of Sardis that you must obey and repent.
我们有许多许多悔改的东西。
There are many things to repent for.
但是我讲到一个是最实际我们需要悔改的东西，也我想是也撒迪教会、亚细亚教会、哥罗西教会他们所要悔改的东西。
And there's one thing that is very practical that the churches of Asia Minor need to repent for.
在三章十四节到十五节。
That it is in chapter 3, verse 14.
倘若这人与那人有什么嫌隙，总要包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。在这一切事上，要存着爱心。爱心就是联络全德的，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。你们为此被召，归为一体，要存，而且要存感谢的心。
Bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so must you do also. In addition to all these things, put to love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Let the peace of Christ, to which you were indeed called in one body, rule in your hearts and be thankful.
周五的时候我们读主祷文。
On Friday, we read the God's prayer, the Lord's prayer.
我问一个问所有的弟兄，你主祷文里面几个很简单的祷告，你最忽略的祷告是哪一句？
And I asked some brothers and sisters that in the Lord's prayer, what is the verse that you ignored most?
我想一个在座里面时间比较久的弟兄，他真实的跟我们说。
And one brother who's been with Christ for a long time said to us,
就是赦免我们的罪，如同我们赦免别人的罪。
And that is to forgive our sin as we forgive others.
我不晓得在你的祷告生活里面，我们可能祈求很多的东西。
That perhaps in our prayer life, we ask for many things.
甚至我们为神的国度、他的荣耀来祷告。
And we pray for God's kingdom and for His glory.
但是我们有多少的祷告是在你跟人之间的嫌隙上。
But how much do we pray for the conflict between men to men?
让我们可以彼此的包容，彼此的饶恕。
So that we can tolerate and forgive each other.
让我们真的基督爱在我们里面没有打折扣。
So that the love of Christ is not discounted in us.
让真的基督的平安成为在我们里面做主，让我们里面很安息。
So that the peace of Christ is the Lord in us, so that we have the inner peace.
不能说主啊，你赐给我平安，我里面还有很多很多的苦毒，很多很多的抱怨，是他，是他，是他。
That you know, even though we pray that Lord give me peace, that we still have a lot of bitterness in us, that it's His fault and His fault.
主是七灵七性的神。
Our God is the God of seven spirits and seven stars.
就在今天，就在这个时候，我们每个人都可以得到释放。
Right now, right here, each one of us can be relieved.
我们读了十几节圣经。
We just read more than a dozen verses.
神，这是当时我跟主祷告讲的，怎么讲撒迪教会的时候。
When I pray to the Lord on what to share about the Church of Sardis,
我想我所能够讲的大概是别人弟兄都能够讲过的。
I think what I said, other brothers have already shared.
所以主今天给我一个特别的一个托付。
So the Lord today gave me a special burden.
就是让我们看看在四章第五节那里讲到，你们要爱惜光阴，与用智慧与外人交往。
And it is chapter 4, verse 5, that you conduct yourself with wisdom toward outsider, make the most of the opportunity.
我们在我们的时间的使用上和我们的机会上，我们是不是很警醒的？
Are we alert in how we use our time?
我们是不是很持守？
Are we persistent?
神给我们许多的机会，给我们很多的才干，给我们很多的才能，很多的潜力。
God has given us many opportunities, abilities, potentials.
今天我们有多少人是有充分的运用智慧的来安排来使用它？
And how many of us have fully utilized these with wisdom?
还是让我们的时间就一天天就黯然的淡淡的流去？
Or have we just gradually let these opportunities fade away and be wasted?
我们看看我们早晨的时间、晚上的时间是怎么用的。
Let's look at how we use our time in the morning and night.
有多少的时间是不是活在智慧的里面？
How much time do we spend that is not in wisdom?
智慧的安排并不是把所有的事情挤压在这个有限的时间的里面。
To spend time in wisdom is not just to squeeze things into a limited amount of time.
更不是让我们过一个松散的生活。
It is also not to live a lazy life.
让我们想想我们这些的才干、机会。
Let us think about these opportunities and abilities.
是被主使用，还是用在这个世界的里面？
Do we let the Lord use them, or do we use them in this world?
就是求主来管理我们，帮助我们。
May the Lord manage us and guide us.
让我们有质量的把我们的时间跟神相处。
So that we can spend quality time with men.
有质 with God.
With God.
有质量的把时间跟你的家人相处。
To spend quality time with family.
有质量的时间去工作去学习。
To spend quality time to work and to study.
更有质量的时间与你自己相处。
And to have quality time with yourself.
有质量的去服侍神的家。
To have quality time to serve the house of God.
有质量的时间去传福音。
To have the quality time to preach the gospel.
有质量的时间跟你的朋友相处。
To have quality time to spend with your friends.
也有质量的时间去休息，去放松。
And to have quality time to rest and to relax.
这件事情特别对我说的，有质量的时间去睡觉。
And this one is especially for myself, to have quality time to sleep.
多少时间我们是最后说我要 relax， 我经常了 relax 一下，忙了一天，开个电视看一下，结果在电视面前睡着了。后来呢
？How many times do we say we want to relax and then we sit in front of a TV and then just turn on watch TV and fall asleep in front of the television？
电视也没看，觉也没睡好。
And you didn't get to watch the television, and you didn't get to sleep well.
求主来帮助我们。
May the Lord help me.
这一切都是我们，如果我们没有质量的去处理这些事情，都是给魔鬼撒旦留地步。
If we do not resolve these issues, then these are all spaces that we've left for Satan.
我们有质量的去侍奉神，不需要我们放下工作去全职侍奉。
When we are serving the Lord with quality time, that doesn't mean that we have to quit our job and serve Him full time.
实际现在你就是在全职的侍奉神。
Right now, you can serve Him full time.
你也是全用你的心来侍奉神。
And you serve Him with your heart.
如果我们愿意悔改，我们可以用一个全新的方式来侍奉神。
If today we use a renewed way to serve the Lord,
神会把我们带进一个新的，是我们眼睛未曾见过的那个境界的里面。
Then the Lord will bring us into a state that we have not seen with our eyes.
神给我们所有的帮助都在主那里面。
And all of the help that God has given us is in Christ.
许多我们任意魔鬼撒旦在我们中间，他的作为不是因为我们抵挡不住。
That many times we let the Satan do his work, it is not because we are defenseless against him.
在你的家里面，在你工作里面，在你个人的生活里面。
That in your work, in your family, in your personal lives.
圣灵在你的里面，不是说你没有能力去抵挡他。
The Holy Spirit is in you, so it is not that you cannot defend against him.
而是你选择不去防御。
But it is because you choose not to defend.
多少时间的时候，我们觉得我们力不能胜。
Many times we feel that we are too weak to fight.
不是我们不能够得胜，不是就像圣经说，不是我们不能够 overcome。
It is not because we cannot overcome.
而是我们根本不去征战。
But it is because we do not even fight.
求主帮助我们让回到他的起初，在他的话语里面生根建造。
May we return to the beginning to hold on to and to be rooted and to be able to grow.
若不警醒，我必临到你们如贼一样。我几时临到你们，你们绝不知道。
Then if you are not alert, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come to you.
这里耶稣再一次用马太福音24章里面对两个仆人的提醒，那个比喻来提醒撒底教会。
And here the Lord again reminds the Sardis church using the parable of the two servants in Mark chapter 24.
让他们Matthew
chapter 24.
让他们做一个有忠心有见识的仆人，不是做一个自欺欺人的恶仆。
So that they can be faithful and sensible servants and not self-deceiving evil servants.
警醒就是不容别人去来捣乱，不容仇敌来挖窟窿来偷。
To be alert and do not let the enemy dig into the house.
预备对一个恶仆来说是一个想不到的时候。
To be prepared for the unexpected time.
For the evil servant is unexpected.
For the evil servant, that is the unexpected time.
对于一个他的有见识、忠心的仆人，是任何的时候。
That for the sensible and the loyal servant, that it is any time.
不要以为主回来的时候是有一天主驾云回来的时候。
Don't think that the one day that the Lord is going to come.
No. Not only point to that day he's coming back second time.
Yeah. Not only point to the day that he's coming.
主的事情临到，主临到，我们可以在任何的时候。
That the Lord can come at any time.
我们可能在今生的时候不会看到主回来，我们当然期盼在我们今生眼睛看到主回来。
Of course, we hope that in this life we can personally see with our own eyes the Lord's second coming.
主临到你们，在介入你的生活。在做不喜悦你的时候，让一些境遇临到你们，让临到我们，在任何的时候。
But the Lord will let
all different situations.
That the Lord will let all different situations come to us.
可能是困难，可能是机会。
Perhaps it's a difficulty. Perhaps it's an opportunity.
一个忠心有见识的仆人，他遇到困难，他不会被打倒；遇到机会，他可以抓住机会。
The faithful and the sensible servant, when he will not fallen in the difficulty, and he will grab onto the opportunity.
那个自欺欺人的恶仆，遇到困难就打倒了。
And the self-deceiving evil servant, when he has a difficulty, he will fall.
看到所有的机会都是难处。
And all the opportunities that he sees are difficulties.
我不知道大家有没有去那个米其林餐馆吃过饭。
I don't know if you've been to a Michelin restaurant.
我自己还没去过。
I haven't been to one.
但是我知道那个米其林餐馆怎么评为米其林餐馆。
But I know how those restaurants get Michelin stars.
就是那些他做这种 evaluation 的人呢、啊，他来裁判的人呢、啊，他在任何的时候就会到你的餐馆里面来。
So these food critics can come to your restaurant at any time.
他不会告诉厨师，也不会告诉任何的人。
He will not tell the chef. He will not tell anyone.
他会点很简单的一些菜，头台酒，他会看你的盘子怎么摆，看你的这个服务生是怎么来服务。
He will order some simple dishes, the appetizers, the wine, and he will look at how the plates are placed and how the waiters and waitresses serve.
更重要的，他的菜是不是美味的？
And most importantly, are the dishes delicious?
他每个位置摆的位置是在哪个位置？
And where are all things placed?
所以如果通过的话，他就给他一个星。
If you pass, then he will give you a star.
有人说你真的拿个三个星的话，那都是不得了，不得了的事情。
And some people say that it is a big deal to receive three stars.
一个就是 big deal 了 ，three is almost impossible, right?
That one star is a big deal, and three stars are almost impossible.
但是主来到我们中间也是一样的。
And the same way that the Lord will come to us.
主希望我们都成为那个米其林餐馆的聚会。都称为每一个弟兄姊妹都是米其林餐馆的服务生，米其林餐馆的厨师。
The Lord hopes that all of our gatherings are Michelin three stars, that the brothers and sisters are like the waiters and the waitresses and the chefs in a restaurant.
他来到这里，看到你们按主的原则在治理你们的聚会。
He sees that it is the principle of love that is guiding the church.
按主的丰富来分，按时分粮。
That it is Lord's abundance that in accordance at that we are passing out food at the proper time.
当在这里，主的话语是丰富的，是精致的，是美丽的。
That here the word of God is beautiful. It's delicate.
但是主来到一个聚会的里面。
But when the Lord comes to a gathering.
来到撒迪聚会的里面。
Come to the Sardis church.
看到那里他们的人啊，主。反正米其林餐馆那个人的不会来我们中间的。
And the Lord sees the church and the food critic won't come.
今天不会来，明天也不会来，后天也说不定也不会来。
That today he won't come, tomorrow he won't come, the day after most likely he will not come.
那时候主来的时候，别说一个 star 了，一个 star 都没有，而是要什么，丢在黑暗里面哀哭切齿，这个餐馆要倒闭了。
But when the Lord comes, then we won't receive any stars. Not only that, we will be thrown to a place that there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
更重要一点，他说与假冒为善的人同罪。
And he says to assign him a place with the hypocrites.
所以我们要在我们的时间上，时间是最真实的。
So time is the most truthful.
我们在时间上，我们要真实的去 honor 我们的神。
And in time, we must honor our God.
好，我们下一页那个 PowerPoint， 得胜的路是什么呢
？What is the path to overcome？
就是他这里面有未曾用污秽这个自己衣服的。
And there are those who have not soiled their garments.
在这样不好的光景里面，还有一群他们为主站立得住的人。
In such bad state, there is a group of brothers who stand fast for the Lord.
这群人是其他弟兄姊妹的榜样。
And these brothers are exemplary.
主看见他们，也让其他软弱的弟兄姊妹在他们软弱的光景里说：“你们要得胜。”
And the Lord says to those who are in their state of weakness that you shall overcome.
从这个软弱跌倒枯干的光景里面站起来。
To overcome, to stand up from the state of weakness and withering.
就像在圣殿中被彼得医治那个瘫子一样。
Just like the paralyzed man healed by Peter.
你要行走着跳跃着赞美主你的神。
To be walking and leaping to praise the Lord.
主是永远纪念我们的。
The Lord will always remember us.
主的名是何等的宝贵。
How precious is the Lord's name?
我们的名算什么？
What is our name?
但是主在拯救我们的时候就认识我们每个人的名字。
But the Lord, when He saved us, He knows each one of our names.
在生命册上也记载着我们每个人的名字。
And in the book of life is recorded each one of our names.
我一直从我得救开始一直到现在。
Since I've been saved until now,
我想象的生命册啊，生命册啊，是中文写的。
I have always thought of the book of life being written in Chinese.
而且呢是毛笔字写的。
And it's written with Chinese brushes.
名字都是从上往下这样写出来的。
And then you read it and you write it from top to bottom.
Yeah, Audrey, sorry, that's in Chinese. 那我不晓得生命册上有多少，生命册上有多少重复的名字。
I don't know how many repeated names are there in the book of life.
生命册上如果云奎这个名字可能都不太多。
Maybe the name Paul Yu does not repeat too many times.
Paul Yu 可能比较多，但余英奎不太多。
So yes, maybe Paul Yu, but my Chinese name should not repeat many times.
但是张文啊，周刚啊，宋辉啊。
But Tom Zhou, 宋辉、张文 ，maybe these names will repeat many times.
张文一堆张文出来了，宋辉一堆宋辉出来，周刚一堆宋辉周刚。
And when you call these names, there will be multiple of those people coming out.
但是主认识我们每一个个人个体。
But the Lord knows each one of us individually.
他拯救的时候认识我们。
When He saved us, He knows us.
现在认识我们每个人。
And He knows us now.
将来的时候，在天父和他众使者面前也认识我们每个人。
And in the future, before his father and before the angels, he will also know us.
而且为我们的名，就是我们这个人，让主感到骄傲。
And for our name, he will be proud of us.
他说：“父啊，你看我的弟兄张文、周刚、宋辉。”
And he will say, "Father, look at my brother. Look at my brother, Tom Zhou, 宋辉、张文。”
未曾污秽自己的衣裳。
They have not soiled their garments.
看我的朋友。林荣亮
Look at my friend, 林荣亮
身穿着白衣
And wearing the white garment
跟加百列说看我的仆人曹义雄
He said, Gabriel, look at my servant, 曹义雄
他 overcome, 他得胜了
He has overcome, he is the overcomer
我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名
And I will not erase their name from the book of life
这个经文可能比较难解
This verse is difficult to interpret.
有很多的弟兄，特别是加尔文派的这个弟兄们。
Many brothers, especially the Calvinists,
会引用这一段圣经说去推论说这个有可能会失去救恩。
And they interpret it to say that you may lose your salvation.
那主会把这个名涂掉。
That the Lord will erase the name.
那如果是像我说的中文是中文用中文毛笔字写的话
And if the book of life is written in Chinese like I explained
那个生命册上到处擦擦擦擦擦擦
There will be all kinds of X's and cross outs in the book of life
那生命册应该是世界上最这个永世中最美的一本书了
The book of life should be the most beautiful book in eternity
因为主在世上的就跟他们说不要以为你们行异能而开心
And because the Lord said to them, "Do not be glad to do righteousness."
要为你的名字记在生命册上而欢喜
And be joyful that your name is in the book of life.
所以生命册上应该不会有到处涂鸦的这些东西
So therefore, there should not be X's and cross outs in the book of life.
在哥林托后书第一章二十节。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20.
I wrote. Yeah, 我来读一下啊。神的应许不论有多少，在基督里都是是的。所以借着 所以借着他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20, For as many as the promises of God are, in him they are yes. Therefore, through him also is our Amen to the glory of God through us.
我用这一节跟启示录那里面那节做一个对比。
I want to use this as a comparison to the verse in Revelation.
在这里面有两个是，一个是是的，一个是 Amen, 是确实的。
There are two positive words here. One is yes, and the other one is amen.
在启示录里讲到，我也不必从生命中涂他的名。这里也不的意思是不是not on 不是 also not, 而是 no no, 而是不不。
And there are two negatives in the verse in Revelations, which is and I will not, I also will not.
I will not not.涂抹他的名，我不不涂抹他的名。
I will not not erase his name.
对，这个哥林多后书这里的这个是和阿们是两个不同的词。
Here in the Second Corinthians, the yes and the amen are two separate words.
第一个，这个在基督里一切都是是的，这个是是大家都同意的意思。
And the first word that in him they are yes, this yes means that everyone agrees.
第二个 Amen 也是中文原文的意思，也是是的意思。
And the second word Amen in the original text, it also means yes.
但是是一个完全不同的词，是所有的证据来证明这件事情是确实的，是 factual。
But the word, the actual word means that all the evidence.Points to that this is a fact.
所以我们神给我们一切的应许，一切的祝福都是确实，大家是天使、人、神都是同意的。
So therefore, the promises from God are the things that are confirmed by all the men, angels, and angels.
也在基督里面，因着神的荣耀是确确实实的。
And through Christ, it is all absolute.
所以是 yes, yes.
Therefore, it is yes, yes.
这里面两个 no, no 是什么？第一个 no 就是大家都不同意的意思。
The first no means that everyone have disagreed.
没有一个人觉得这个事情是属实的。
No one agrees. No one feels that this is true.
第二个 no 就是按照事实来证明来说，这件事情不可能是成立的。
The second no means that according to evidence, this cannot be true.
这是希腊文是一个特别的一个用法。
In Greek, this is a special way of writing.
两个 yes 加起来就是确确实实要发生。
That when you put two yeses together, it will absolutely happen.
两个 no 放起来是确确实实不可能，没有理由，也不可能发生。
And when you put the two no's together, it means that there is no evidence, no reason that it cannot happen.
我必不从生命身上涂抹你的名，他的名。
And I will not erase his name from the book of life.
用今天的法律来讲。
In the words of today's law.
不是因为证人和证据不足而无法构成犯罪的这个条件。
It is not because the witness and the evidence are not sufficient to convict crime.
而是因为证人和证据充足，根本没有把名涂抹的可能。
It is that even with sufficient witness and evidence, it is not possible to erase the name.
所以我们的名记在生命册上这个实际。
So the reality of the name being recorded in the book of life.
实在无法用口舌讲得清楚。
It's very hard to explain with words.
我就这样浅浅的去讲。
I will superficially explain it as.
就是我们和我们的名的前前后后、左左右右、上上下下、里里外外外，都满了了基督，满了了神的灵。
It is that around our name, in the front, behind, from top to bottom, inside and out, it is surrounded by Christ and surrounded by the Holy Spirit.
就像他的永生一样。
Just like his eternal life.
就像他的宝血一样。
Just like his precious blood.
那是我们的凭据。
That is our proof.
那是何等的保险，何等的 secure.
That is our assurance and how assured we are.
我现在讲一个故事，请放下一页。在有个不晓得大家知不知道，在有个一对歌星的夫妇啊，是乡村歌曲的夫妇，叫 Joey 跟 Roy Fake。
I don't know if you know that there is a couple. They are Christian country singers, Joey and Rory Fake.
那他们是在音乐的作曲家也制片制作人。
They're singers, songwriters, composers, producers.
他们的歌声是这个淳朴，而且满了灵气和爱。
Their music is very pure and warm and full of love and spirit.
因为他们里面那个 goodness 就是在他们的歌曲里面，所以很多人都十分的喜爱。
Their goodness fills their music, so many people like them.
如果你现在听现在这个流行音乐，很多很多的这种脏话，很多很多的 drug， 很多很多的这些不讨喜悦的东西。
If you listen to pop culture music today, there are many curses, it's about drug, it's about many bad things.
所以有些人就说我不要听这个，我要听乡村音乐。
So many people say, I don't want to listen to those, I want to listen to country music.
那你如果听乡村音乐，大部分是要么是 truck, dirt road, cowboy boots and whiskey.
But if you listen to the country music, then it's usually about the road, the dirt road, the truck, the whiskey.
大家顶天喝醉
，and everybody's drunk。
但是他们呢，这个音乐里面都是主的话。
But in their music, it is full of the words of God。
讲到他们的生活。
It talks about their life。
他们结婚十几年之后，2014年喜得一女，叫 Indiana。
After they've been married for more than a decade, they gave birth to a baby girl, Indiana.
虽然生出来这个孩子就是有唐氏综合症 Down syndrome.
Even though the baby was born with Down syndrome.
但是他们知道是主给他们一个从天上来的礼物。
But they knew that this is a gift from God from heaven.
特别这个孩子一生出来就有一个灿烂的笑容。
Especially because this baby, when she was born, she had this bright smile.
他们夫妇就决定从歌坛退休一年，来好好的过家庭生活。
So they decided to leave the music stage for a year to have a family life.
但同年的五月份，这个 Joey 就医生发现他患了子宫颈癌。
And then in May of the same year, the doctor diagnosed Joey with cervical cancer.
结果给他手术很成功，他说你都不需要化疗放疗，你已经完全痊愈了。
And the surgery was very successful, and the doctor said to her that you don't need any after surgery treatment.
但是2015年的时候，这个癌症复发啊。
But in 2015, the cancer reoccurred.
那而且扩散到他的这个结肠啊 colon。
And the cancer spread to her colon.
那无论是多大的剂量的这个 radiation 和这个 chemotherapy 都没法控制。
And no matter what kind of chemo and radiation treatment she went through.
她放弃了治疗，结果2016年3月份这个 Joey 就被主接走。
And the cancer was out of control. So in March of 2016, Joey passed away.
虽然他在世上只有40年的时间，但是是一个在主的恩典里面是光彩的40年。
Even though she only lived for 40 years, those 40 years was full of God's glory.
在他病重的时候，他要 Rory 多跟那个 Indiana 相处。
When she was very ill, when she was critically ill, she wanted Rory to spend more time with her daughter.
她说：“这个女儿不属于我的，是属于神的。但是这一段时间是由你来看管。”
She said that the daughter doesn't belong to me. She belongs to God, but she is under your guardians.
她要他们父女之间培养的感情胜过他们天然母女之间的一个依赖。
She wanted the father and the daughter to have a relationship that is greater, that surpasses the natural bond between a mother and daughter.
在世上的日子不多，她没有自私的把孩子抱在自己身上。
Because she knew that the days on earth, she doesn't have many more days on earth. She doesn't want to selfishly hold on to the daughter.
就像她的这个 Roy, 她的丈夫以后对她的见证所说的。
Just like Rory said afterwards in his testimony.
因为 Joey 在他的生命中的出现，让他的生命 好了一千倍。
Because Joey appeared in his life, he is 1,000 times better.
而且 Joey 在世上的时候，好像永远看到这个大方向，看到 big picture。
And that Joey, while she was in this world, she was always able to see the big picture.
就像从天上往下看一样。
As if she's looking down from heaven.
那我们听欣赏一首她后来，这是一个 remake 的一个重新设置的一首歌，叫 In the Time That You Gave Me， 是一个歌星叫 Brett Walker， 他是生出来就这个四肢就是没有肌肉萎缩的一个歌星。
So this song is a remake by Bradley Walker, who is a singer. He's born with all of his hands and his feet. He has muscle withering.
Yeah. 那这个当时这个 Roy 跟 Joey 是他的 producer.
And at the time, Joey and Rory were his producers.
好，我们唱听那首诗歌哈。
Let's listen to this hymn.
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们实在感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
主啊，在我们有限的生命、有限的时间里面。
Lord, in our limited life and in our limited time.
求你帮助我们，让我们可以尽心、尽性、尽力爱主我们的神。
Lord, we pray that we can love our Lord with all of our heart, all of our mind, with all of our will.
主啊，我们今天所聚会这个教堂，在23年前也差点被一个俱乐部买去。
Lord, the place where we're gathering today, 23 years ago, it was almost purchased by a club.
但是你怜悯这个地方，让它从死里复生。
Lord, but you have mercy on this place and that you have gave it rebirth, you've raised it from the dead.
让我们这群圣徒在这里担负主你在我们在这里的见证。
That you led this group of saints here to carry the burden.
请你帮助我们，让我们以撒底教会为戒。
Lord, may we take the Sardis Church as a warning.
也以从前在这里聚会的长老会的弟兄们为戒。
To take warning the brothers and sisters of the Presbyterian Church that was here before.
从前经历的惨痛的失败为戒。
To take the painful lessons from the failures before.
让我们能够警醒。
So that we can be cautious and alert.
让我们能够遵守。
That we can obey.
让我们能够悔改。
We can repent.
让我们能够分别为圣。
So we can be sanctified.
珍惜主你给我们一切的机会。
And treasure every opportunity you give us.
主啊，请你用着我们。
Lord, may you use us.
开我们每个人的耳朵。
Open our ears.
让圣灵像众教会所说的话，今天也像我们在这里聚会的弟兄姊妹说在我们的心里面。
So that the words the Lord has said to all churches, Lord, you also say to this church today.
你是那有七灵七星的神。
That the God of seven spirits and seven stars.
生命在你的里面。
May you be in us.
得胜的决定，得胜的能力也在你里面。
That the decision to overcome and the power to overcome is are also in you.
今天就成让这件事情成为我们的事实。
Lord, may these things become truth for us.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，谢谢。
Thank you.